Worcester Public Library. The Worcester Public Library was among the earliest free public libraries in the United States. It was established in 1859 when prominent Worcester physician Dr. John Green donated his 7,000-volume collection to the city of Worcester for that purpose. For over 100 years, the library occupied a gracious brick building on Elm Street. There, longtime head librarian Samuel Swett Green and his successors played a pivotal role in shaping the philosophy of the public library movement in this country, as well as in establishing many common library services familiar to us today. In 1964, the library moved to its present location in the heart of downtown, just then beginning to undergo massive urban renewal. Designed by New Orleans architects Curtis and Davis, the airy new concrete building was an early urban renewal project built on the site of a six-story brick factory building taken for that purpose. In 2001, the 1960s library was renovated and doubled in size with a postmodern style addition designed by Boston architects Tapp Associates overlooking Worcester Common. This new facade sports a distinctive corner turret. In 2002, the Worcester Regional Chamber of Commerce recognized the project with a Silver Hammer Award for its extraordinary visual and aesthetic impact on the physical landscape of the community. At the library entrances are kiln-formed art glass doors created by local artist Stephen Knapp. On display inside are artifacts including the 1964 library's copper-sheathed doors by New York artist Leslie Segal, iconic owl sculptures salvaged from the old Elm Street Library, and WPA-era murals by Rolf Nickerson from the city's now-demolished U.S. Post Office Parcel Post Station. Outside the library's south entrance, a handsome bronze monument by sculptor Antonio Tobias Mendez honors Worcester's turn-of-the-century African-American international bicycle champion, Major Taylor.
This is the official end of your tour. However, the Worcester Public Library invites you to come inside during regular business hours to look at artifacts mentioned on the tour. If you're interested in learning more about Worcester and its history, you will find historical materials in the local history room on the third floor of the library.